Well, today is the perfect day for us to baptize Zechariah Twine Garibanda. Born in Kampala, Uganda on January 11th, he's now 5 months old. He just got here with Jennifer about Memorial Day weekend. And I asked Jennifer what her hopes and dreams are for Zechariah. And she said, I hope that he will be a man of God and that he will be a pastor. So we will get him acolyting and reading as soon as possible, start working him and mentoring him, and we're going to make our promises to help him grow in his life in Christ today. And we'll all play a part in that, Jennifer and James. So I think Zechariah is having a very promising start. First of all, he's named after a priest who was in the temple, the father of John the Baptist. And he's baptized on this day, which is celebrating the gift of the Holy Spirit to Jesus' followers. And this is also the birthday of the church. So you'll see a lot of festive balloons below in the parish hall. Pentecost is the day when we remember how the Holy Spirit enabled the gospel to be proclaimed in every language, to every nation, to every person. Now, there was a very short gospel that Dan read, and I just want to explain a little bit of the background to you. So Jesus' proclamation that you heard a moment ago, and maybe you want to take out that short gospel passage in your program and look at it. Jesus' words come on the last day of the Festival of Tabernacles or Booths. What is the Feast of Tabernacles or Booths, you might ask? Well, according to Josephus, a first century historian, this was the most important of all the Jewish festivals. This was the festival on which Solomon, in 1 Kings, dedicated the temple. It was originally a harvest festival, but it came to be associated with the eschatological or end-time hope that God's living waters would pour forth from the temple, like water coming from the rock in the wilderness. The festival included ceremonies involving water and light. And anyway, there's just all this hope, all these dreams around this festival. And again, imagery of God's life-giving water flowing out to all people. So on the last day of this festival, Jesus, who was always keen for the great dramatic moment, stands up in the temple when a dramatic water libation was supposed to happen, and he cries out, "Let anyone who is thirsty come to me, and let the one who believes in me drink. As the scripture has said, out of the believer's heart shall flow rivers of living water." Let anyone who is thirsty come to me. Is there anyone here who is not thirsty for something? I am thirsty for an end to this horrible violence and killing around the world. I am thirsty for peace. I think all of us, or most of us, are thirsty for meaning, for connection. I think we could spend a whole time dwelling in and sharing what we are thirsty for. When thirsty people come to Jesus, he doesn't just hand them a Gatorade or something that temporarily quenches their thirst, something that only offers momentary relief. He gives them the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Through the Holy Spirit, followers of the way of Jesus participate in the unceasing life of God. The Holy Spirit works within, among, and between us, a personal and public presence who makes God's power known. When followers of Jesus are given the gift of the Holy Spirit, the water of abundant life flows through them to others. There is a dryness in our land. There is a dryness. There's a dryness of leadership. There's a dryness in vision. There's so much potential and possibility. And I was just, I remember watching Saturday Night Live right after the election, and they kept saying, okay, we found this great leader who's going to have a vision that will unite all of us in this country. And the response was TBD, to be determined, to be determined. Where is that vision? Where are the dreams? And I think some of us have experienced dried up dreams. Some of the dreams that we had when we were younger have not worked out, and we feel a dryness inside. And I think some of the relationships that we're in have dried up, and that is a horrible feeling. The pouring out of the Holy Spirit is a sign, an instrument of the launch of the church's mission. And the church is us, not the building. As I mentioned at the beginning of my sermon, the Acts reading discusses the church's birthday. So, what are the party gifts? What are the party gifts given out at this birthday? God's unceasing presence. God will always be with us, is unfailing in God's love for all people. The leadership of God through the Holy Spirit. If we trust that God will lead us through the Holy Spirit, we will be led in amazing ways. And last Sunday, Dwight talked about the importance of waiting upon God's leadership in prayer to discern God's leading, and we are committed to that here at St. Matthew's. Another gift is the Holy Spirit working within and without, bringing hope where there was no hope, bringing a way out of no way. And in our first reading from 1 Corinthians, we see some more party gifts: wisdom, knowledge, faith, healing, the working of miracles, prophecy, and discernment, to name a few. I also thought about the fruit of the Spirit from the 5th chapter of Galatians: love, joy, peace, kindness, gentleness, self-control, all gifts of the Holy Spirit. When we see these things, we have a sense of the Holy Spirit is present in someone's life. And the Holy Spirit creates community. In Luke and the book of Acts, which have the same author, it's often referred to as Luke Acts, there is no salvation outside community. Community is essential for salvation. In the U.S., we can be a bit individualistic. I have my own faith. But Luke Acts says there is no salvation outside community. And the Holy Spirit creates a magnetic community in which people are not asked to give up their unique cultural and linguistic identities, but to live together like God, like the three persons of the Trinity, in reconciled diversity. The Holy Spirit, who creates the community of Jesus' followers, provides living water to quench the thirst of those who thirst for meaning, vision, hope, and justice in our world, in our country. I don't want you to miss the fact that Zechariah's middle name is Twine, which comes from Twine Omujuni, which means we have the Savior. We have the Savior. We have the Savior, the one who quenches our every thirst through the gift of the Holy Spirit, the one whom through living waters flow as we serve as God's witnesses, God's ambassador in our daily lives, wherever God has placed us. The Holy Spirit is the one who brings us into a global faith community, and the one who enables the living water, the presence of the one true loving God, to flow through us. We become people through whom God's living water flows. Amen.